Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. We are presented, as always, by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, October 7th. 2022. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Friday.
That is the
foursome. We finally got here.
Football Friday. Be talking a lot of NFL on the show, maybe sprinkling a little college football. But it is a Friday, so we'll talk movies with Kevin McCarthy at 7. John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. And Dan Helly, who broadcasts in the NFL, UFC. Of course, he was here at Channel 4 for many, many years. Locally, he'll jump on at 9:20. But there was a football game last night, kind of. It was dreadful, man. The first half, I turned away after the first half. It was just a punt fest. It was a punt fest. Punt, 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 punt.
It was remarkable. Yeah, I had it on a little bit, but I barely paid attention. But I was on social media. I was on Twitter.
12 punts.
All people did was just trash the game.
They were killing it.
It got to a point where even Ben DiNucci was trashing the game.
Yeah.
And then the worm turned, and then people were like, dude, you're Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, I know.
And then they started pointing out to some of his terrible games.
He got crushed.
What a complete waste.
Yeah.
What a complete waste of money for Russell Wilson so far. $245 million. Just how do you play five quarters of football and don't throw one touchdown? What a garbage quarterback you are.
It's amazing.
He's garbage. Matt Ryan,
that's
terrible.
Fantasy bitterness?
This is garbage. Betting bitterness, fantasy yeah. bitterness. I'm sorry. In 2022, you can't play five quarters of football and not throw a touchdown.
I thought the Commanders' offensive line had issues. Colts' offensive line is so bad. They basically had a rookie, playing left tackle, and he either would commit a penalty or give up a sack. Every play. Well, I don't know how they kept him out there.
Well, Matt Ryan's been sacked 21 times now.
Mm-hmm.
21 times in five games.
I remember we had a guest on this week that talked about how Carson Wentz went from a good offensive line to a mediocre one this year.
I think that was Tom Lavero.
He was actually wrong. The truth is the Colts offensive line was good in run blocking. They were not good in pass blocking.
No, they are worse now.
Yeah.
They are horrendous.
Yeah.
And then... Russell Wilson, he was getting booed by the home fans.
Good. He should have been.
Throughout.
There's also
because...
a video of the home fans leaving even before the overtime started.
Yeah.
Like they were like, we've seen enough of this monstrosity. We're leaving.
What is it with Wilson? I mean, is it just because he refuses to run around anymore, so he's lost athleticism? Or has he lost accuracy? Like, why does he suck?
I don't know.
I don't understand. What changed?
I'm putting on Nathaniel Hackett.
Drabby, would you like to step on
that? Well, no, you saw it last year.
How much time you got?
I mean, what is the ultimate? I mean, with Wentz, we say, okay, he's lost his athleticism, and he's not been able to adapt well, and he's never been particularly accurate, so that's really hurt him.
Well, I'm sure some of it is lack of chemistry and scheme issues as well. But he had
these issues last year.
He's inaccurate.
He doesn't throw the ball to the receivers. He throws it away from the receivers.
He checks down on third down. I saw a stat that said the Broncos on 3rd and 7 or longer are 4 for 42,
which is
last in the NFL.
So that's like 10%. You should be 30% maybe?
On a third and long, 25%, something
Drab
like that?
And I were it's watching garbage. A little bit of the game before the show started, and the Broncos were ahead, and they were they were like on the 20-yard line of the Colts, and all they had to do was just...
Run the ball and burn some clock?
Run the ball, burn clock, kick another field goal, you probably win the game. Russ stares down his receiver in the end zone, doesn't look at anybody else, and delivers a seed right into the numbers of the Colts DB.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, and that, before that, he heaved one off of his back foot, just an up for grab ball that the Colts intercepted too. He looks
pathetic.
Especially bad.
Well, I think Matt Ryan looks worse.
Well,
did you watch the first half?
It's a worse off.
I saw the first interception.
Bad.
First interception, I guess he thought.
You didn't see the linebacker?
I think he thought he could throw it over the linebacker. Maybe the linebacker couldn't jump because that was a terrible interception. And the second one, I actually think he thought the wide receiver was going to cut across the rookie receiver, Alec Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of stopped right before he hit the DB or safety and didn't cut across his face.
Mm-hmm.
So I Matt Ryan kind of cursed himself, but I actually think he was cursing at Alec Pierce for cutting off his route.
Well, the last possession for Denver in the overtime, down 12-9, they have the ball inside the 7, maybe, mm-hmm. inside the 6. They're pretty close to the 5. And they run the ball twice, can't get 2 yards, so it's 4th and 1, timeout. And, you know, they're not going to kick the field goal and take the tie. They want to go for the win at home. And he's got KJ Hamler wide open on a slant, wide open.
Yep.
I could have thrown it to him. And he throws it to Cortland Sutton, who's draped by, I don't know, is that Stephon Gilmore, yeah. One of the best cover corners, and incomplete, game over.
There's some great post-game audio.
He sucks.
From last night. Emmanuel Ocho, he breaks down the play and basically says it's the basic 101 rudimentary play of that slant of Hamler walking into the end zone. All you have to do is look the safety off. But there's audio of Richard Sherman, who alluded to the fact that Russ again checked out of a 4th and 1 or 1 yard on the goal line type play, because that was what he did in the Super Bowl. He checked out of the play.
Yeah.
And Sherman loses his mind after the game.
Sherman, I think, has
the final play, you got to run the ball again. Like, I mean, I wish I had Marshawn up here. Like, 1 yard. You need 1 yard. Run the ball. Run the ball. Hey, CT.
He's triggered.
All he has do is run the football. Like, necessary criticism. I'm not, I've said enough criticism for him, but God dang it, run the dang ball. Like, learn from your mistakes.
I don't, can somebody fill me in? What is he referring to?
I'm confused. Have you been in this situation before?
Run the ball!
I will say this.
That was the Richard Sherman that showed up on the Ring camera. Like, was it at his ex-wife's house? That's the Richard Sherman you saw last night.
Yeah.
No, you know what that sounded like? That sounded like him doing like a Michael Irvin impression.
He seems like an angry dude.
That was fake.
Maybe, but I actually saw a little of the Amazon halftime show. He's probably the best of the bunch, because they have Andrew Whitworth. Fitzpatrick is fine, and I can't even remember who is CT that he's referring to. The guy on the end, I can't remember who it was.
CTE? I have no idea who it is.
Tony Gonzalez?
Oh, no, it's Krissa Thompson, I guess, who's saying CTE. Yeah, Tony Gonzalez, also boring on TV.
I just thought the enthusiasm, like the over-the-top, like,
he's
schtick.
Always doing that. I mean,
Michael
Irvin's 60 years old.
I know.
Other guys have personalities.
I'm sure Nate Hackett's like just getting crushed locally. Remember in the first week against Seattle when we talked about it, and we talked about, hey, it's Russell Wilson, Hall of Famer, possibly $245 million contract, and you're kicking 65-year-old field goals with McManus instead of going for it with your star quarterback. Well, now, so they were taking the ball out of his hands. Now they're putting it back in his hands. I don't get it. I mean, 4th and 1, they had 3rd and 2 the play before. Melvin Gordon got 1 yard. I don't know if they get 4th and 1
there. I don't blame him for passing.
But Hamler's wide open. I mean, he's wide effing open. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you doing?
But in retrospect,
threw it to somebody else.
Threw it to Sutton, and he had no shot. I mean, Sutton did get held. They could have called a flag on that easily. They didn't. But I mean, Hamler, that was a touchdown.
But if you're going to throw, and I heard them talking about it before the play, the announcers, roll him out so he has a chance to potentially run, not just sit him in the pocket. That's what makes Russell Wilson, or at least used to make him special. I think he'll be fine. I might be in the minority here. I know Drab is like basically kicked to the curb. I think Russ Wilson's a Hall of Famer. He's going to be fine. They'll figure it out.
I would think.
Might not be with
Nathaniel
Hackett, though.
You better hope it happens quick. I mean, you're 2-3.
I just wonder if Jim Irsay is still extremely grateful to the football gods for acquiring Matt Ryan, for having Matt Ryan be available.
Hey, he does have two wins, EB.
It's true. True, they did get a win.
The Broncos are 2-3, and three of their next four are on the road against the Chargers, the Jags, and the Titans.
Matt Ryan,
I could see them losing all of those games.
But to speak on Matt Ryan, you know, I mentioned that somebody used the word shot fighter. I think it was Doc Walker, referencing to Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Ryan looks like a shot fighter.
I told you that last year.
And he's got 10 fumbles. 10 fumbles in five games. Now, I understand he's getting hit all the time.
That is brutal.
Hold on to the ball. Now, one of the, like, his fumble
How many are lost?
I think four or five.
So he's got 12. He's got 12 turnovers because he's thrown seven picks.
That team is in disarray because Jonathan Taylor didn't play last night. Nyheim Hines gets knocked out of the game with a concussion. I think like in the
Deion Jackson
first
was their guy.
The
game.
That
like,
looked awful too.
Yeah, they tried to get Philip Lindsay off the practice squad.
I mean, they are in trouble in Indy.
2-1-2 cakes.
JP's Colts are in trouble.
Or 2-2-1.
They're still in trouble.
Some reason they threw the tie in the
middle.
It's
not looking great.
Do you find yourself rooting for the Colts? When
I still root for the horseshoe. I do.
You do.
I do. There's something bad. I mean, I had a Colts robe when I was a kid.
Yeah, I get it, I guess.
God, what a poop.
I don't have the same passion, clearly. I loved it when Peyton was there. Kind of liked him with Andrew Luck, and each year it dissipates a little bit.
Right. This fades.
Fades, kind of like Cakes' Raiders love.
I mean, I still have some Raiders gear. I'll wear it every once in a while, but I actually couldn't care less what they do on a week-to-week basis. I don't care about them anymore.
Right. But look, in the AFC South, they could win the division.
The Colts?
Yeah.
I mean, terrible division.
They could, I guess. But
I would still lean towards the Titans, but I know some of you want to give it to Jacksonville.
Like me some Jags.
Guess what? All of the teams are probably mediocre, except the Titans, just based on
Houston,
the past.
Houston's not mediocre. Houston's terrible.
No, Houston's terrible.
Yeah. All the other teams, I put them in a hat and pick one.
Right.
I don't know who's going to win that.
That's sad.
I would say Jacksonville is probably the best offensively out of those three teams. Got to be the best offensively. But who knows what happens?
I think the Jags are going to pound the Texans this weekend. Just do this. Just give them some of that.
I hope they do.
Even though your boy Trevor Lawrence had five turnovers last week.
There was a lot of rain, JP. It was unfavorable weather conditions.
It was terrible weather.
I'm going to guess the conditions in Jacksonville are going to be sunny and 70 degrees. So I think he'll probably do better.
They should bounce back, yeah.
He should
better. What are the conditions going to be, more importantly, for my boys?
I think the weather's going to be really nice.
Philly?
60s. This weekend.
Low 60s, sunny, perfect, maybe a little breezy.
Crisp fall football weather.
Perfect get-right weather. Now, which team gets right? That's the question.
Well, hopefully it's
the Titans have won two in a row.
The ones wearing burgundy and gold.
Right.
Hopefully that's the team.
I think they are unveiling the new burgundy Commanders jerseys
they
this
are,
week.
Yes. There all you uni nerds.
There were some rumors that maybe there was like supply chain issues or something. Like, why did it take so long
that they're
to roll
stuck
those
in a boat
out?
Like somewhere out in the middle of the ocean?
I'm the opposite of Cakes. I don't care at all about uniforms.
I care desperately.
I know. I said I'm the opposite of you.
Desperately, like I want to know what the Terps are wearing tomorrow when they hopefully beat Purdue at.
Well, you should
Check
know,
you
isn't
or
all of that?
Field?
I mean, back in the day,
it's when all available. Yeah,
yeah. They know all that way in advance.
Yeah.
I think with the Commanders, they just kind of more go by the seat of their pants week to week.
Do you wear a jersey to the games, Cakes?
Generally, I'm not a jersey to the game guy anymore. I'll wear like a hoodie or, but it almost always I'm going to wear Terps gear, of course. If I go to a Commanders game, I guess I would wear some sort of Commander's gear. I don't know where I would get it.
You don't even have anything, do you? You probably have a
Commander's gear?
You probably have a...
I don't think I have a Commander's
gear. You don't
have
a beanie?
A Commander's beanie?
I would just think one would be laying around from somewhere.
I don't think so.
Nobody ever got you one for Christmas?
I have a Skins beanie. I might have a Washington football team beanie, which would be weird.
How about Towson?
Towson, I have a hoodie and maybe one old ratty beanie.
Why didn't you go to Maryland? Because you're clearly, I mean, all your kids have gone or go to Maryland.
I don't know. I don't have a good explanation.
Did you apply to Maryland?
I did apply. I think
did you get in
the era of lowered standards. I think I actually got in.
You actually got in?
I believe so.
Okay.
Towson?
I chose Towson. I don't know.
Because he wanted to go. What was that lacrosse bar, that popular lacrosse? The Crease. He wanted to hang out at the Crease.
I wanted to go to the Crease,
Yeah, he loved the Crease.
Is that still a spot there?
No, I doubt it.
Was the dive bar, though, that was your go-to?
Oh, Cafe Med. Like, any the worst ID that you could present, they would accept.
Good.
Yeah. I had an, I had a fake ID. I had a fake identification that had glue bubbles in it. Okay? To show how bad the process was of making the fake ID.
Yeah.
Still would hand it to the bouncer, and he would let me in.
Glue
bubbles. So, I mean, this is what you were talking about.
Pre-hologram days.
Cakes had a power nap yesterday of 2 hours.
I did. I needed it.
That's it?
I need to recharge the battery.
2 hours, that's a good one. That's
it's
a good
pretty solid one in the middle of the day.
And then you went to sleep what time last night?
I went to sleepies at about 8:30.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you went bad.
You had a good night.
I watched like two or three snaps of that horrendous football game.
Turn it off.
And I said, this is going to be a snoozer, and I'm tired, and the melatonin started kicking
so,
in.
So Purdue plays Maryland at 12 on Saturday, tomorrow, and my neighbor, my next-door neighbor, who's just retired, worked for Exxon forever, and he's a Purdue grad, big-time Purdue fan. His son goes to Purdue. They go out to Purdue a couple times a year to see games, and, you know, Purdue doesn't come here very often, and he was so excited to go see Purdue, Maryland, and he's, his wife said, well, honey, we have Hamilton tickets. And I just laughed at him. But I said, what time's the Hamilton?
And aren't those like $300 or $400 a pop?
Oh, they got to be. I said, what time's the Hamilton show? He said, I think it's at 8. I said, well, the game's at 12.
Right.
I mean, you can go do tailgate, do both. And he goes, I know, but we're going to dinner first.
Oh,
the whole thing.
It's just not going to work out. So he's going to go see. Obviously, he's going to watch the game, but instead of going to the game, he's going to go see Hamilton.
He's not even seen it on Broadway with the original Sillies.
You know what?
We've seen it at what, Kennedy Center?
I would imagine.
Kennedy Center's pretty
that's
good.
That's poor. Yeah, it's Kennedy Center. It's poor sports scheduling, is what that
I
is.
I watched Hamilton on Disney Plus during the pandemic, and I don't understand what all the hype is about. Now, I can enjoy a musical, okay? I'm a Renaissance man.
Maybe it's because you watched it on TV. Maybe
possibly.
It'd be better in person.
That could be it. I was not entertained.
You're also not into rap.
That's also true.
Is there a lot of rapping in Hamilton?
I thought that's part of the deal. They sing and it all rhymes. It's kind of a rap.
Okay.
You
did
really
you
paid a lot of attention.
Yeah, but it's not good
I'm sure
rap.
You watched Hamilton.
I watched it. I think I was in full zombie mode watching it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any brain activity happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it was on and I was looking at it. I don't think I digested a lot of it. You know what? Your friend's a bit of a donk for punting on seeing Purdue.
I know.
And he's going to go see Hamilton instead. Bunch of people in powdered wigs running around. Sounds like fun.
Yeah. All right. As I mentioned, it is Football Friday. We'll be talking a lot of NFL, previewing Commanders, Titans. We'll also talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy at 7, John Feinstein at 8, and Dan Helly joins us at 9:20. That's all right here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, where next week you can watch the Caps take on the Bruins home opener. We have tickets to give away. Nice. You know what? We'll shake it up. We'll do it this hour.
Very nice.
So stay tuned for your chance to win some Caps tickets for their home opener, which is presented by Geico. That's coming up October 12th. It's October 7th. By my math, that's 5 days away.
Wow, it is five days. I know what I'm doing next Wednesday. Watching Los Capitals drop the puck.
In person?
Oh, probably from the comfort of my home.
Yeah,
at some point, I will reach out to my close personal friend, Jim Van Stone, and secure tickets. But the opener will probably be watched
at home. Let him be for the opener cakes.
Sure. He just got back from Japan. That's a long flight.
Right. He's let him be for an entire off season.
Well, that might not be exactly the case.
Oh, that's right. Concerts.
I mean, you know, certain things are happening in that arena all year round.
That's true.
So yesterday evening, my wife and I went out to play tennis right before we squeezed in an hour right before sunset.
Okay.
And
beautiful day yesterday.
It was an awesome day. I mean, I was kind of stunned at how nice
it today.
Was. And so we were out there playing, and then, you know, we worked up a pretty good sweat. And then one little thing we always do is at the end of a session, we always run the lines just to get a little cardio, a little extra cardio in to leave on a nice good sweat. So I did that, and then I got home around, I don't know, I had to go run to the grocery and get some horseradish because I needed some for a steak I was about
you
to cook.
The horsey sauce.
Yeah. I got home. I didn't hydrate well.
Okay.
Obviously. And then I was cooking my steak. When I'm cooking a steak, I got to pour myself a drink. So I poured myself a silly Dr. Stoner's and diet.
Okay.
Then I poured myself another one.
Right.
And then I had the steak, took a shower. Long story, went to bed. I woke up around midnight. My head was pounding.
Big old throbber.
Oh, my God. I had a horrific headache. And then I just kept drinking water. Then at 3:30, I went downstairs. I took four Advil. I felt like cakes.
Nice.
I took four Advil.
Over-medicate.
It wasn't until about 5:30 that I started to feel okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hydrate.
Mm. Should have brought some Gatorade to the court.
I always
bring
water, but I guess I just didn't drink enough.
Water's boring. I'd much rather have like a Gatorade Zero or a G2 than gross, boring, plain water.
That's the worst hangover I've had in maybe like
a year.
I mean, it wasn't an unusual amount. Like two cocktails in the evening is kind of standard.
Right.
Kind of standard.
Yeah, but if you're not hydrated properly, it affects you differently.
I also had one fatal flaw, too, I think, which contributed.
Okay. Heavy pour. The heavy pour.
Well, it's always a heavy pour. I bought double stuffed Oreos when I was at the grocery, and I pummeled them, and I think the sugar on top of the lack of hydration.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Four Advil cakes.
Pass the sugar.
Four Advil at 3:30 in the morning.
But you'll probably do it again tonight, have a couple cocktails.
No, tonight I think I'll be good. Tonight I think because I'll be traveling.
It'll be dry tonight?
Yeah, I think tonight it'll be a dry night.
Because you leave right after the show.
Yeah. I think the next two nights I don't think I'll drink.
You drive to Princeton today.
Correct.
Right after the show.
And then Penn.
And then Penn tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, but Marist, that'll be a lot of drinking.
Now, the Jeopardy question is, name two schools none of the junkies could get into.
Name what, the 299%.
99% of the world couldn't get into.
Yeah.
What? So Sunday, you're going to be up there.
Sunday, I'm at Marist, though. So that'll be a tailgate. And that'll be hammer time.
But where are you going to watch the Manders Titans game?
I'll just have to watch it at the hotel. I have it recorded. Probably won't watch it live.
Because I don't think it'll be on at the hotel, will it?
I have it recorded on my silly app.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Have game, will travel. You're good.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I'll be locked in.
Not worried about it.
All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified hub zone solution provider, and Dell Federal Partner.
Well, I hope it's better than that putrid game that we had to watch last night in Denver, Colts Broncos, 12-9, 12 punts in the game.
Hey, lucky for all of us, the Broncos are on national TV again next week. They're on Monday Night Football
against
the Chargers.
Most people were joning that the next Thursday Night Football game is Commanders Bears.
Okay. You know what? It can't be worse than what was offered.
It'd be
up
hard to be
last
worse
night.
But I actually saw JP Finley has a pretty big following, you know, but Commanders fans. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why, because it's Commanders fans. But he tweeted, who would you rather have, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, or Carson Wentz? Carson Wentz won running away.
Wow.
On his poll.
Now, note that was during the game where Matt Ryan and Russell Wilson were looking terrible.
Exactly.
I guess I would agree. I guess I would agree with that.
I would say 100 out of 100 people
would take Russell Wilson.
Would take Russell Wilson.
Right. I understand. But they're saying right now. I mean,
that's just a week by week reaction.
But that's kind of been the Russell Wilson reaction for the last year and a half. I think it's Drabby was onto it early.
Maybe Russ has hit the wall.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's close to smashing
Drabby
into the
wall. Drabby was onto it early, and now I think the rest of us are seeing that there is something missing with Russ. Not the same guy.
First year of a huge mega deal, and he's hit the wall.
I mean, I'm not saying
what
that's
a waste of money
happened,
that's going to be.
Maybe it's happened. Guys,
it absolutely could have happened.
Did we play Seattle last year? I remember there was one game. Did we play Seattle? Because I remember there was a game when Russ maybe just came back from a hand injury or something, and he couldn't connect with guys, and I just wrote it off as he was injured.
That's what everybody was saying, and they made the excuse for him for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
it was a Monday night game at FedEx, and it was awful.
And he was awful that night, I remember.
And Washington beat him.
I don't remember what happened, but I know that he was awful.
Yeah, in that game, they lost that game 17-15. He was 20 for 31. For 247.
So his numbers were decent.
Two touchdowns.
I remember he missed some open guys, and it just didn't look like Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
They scored a garbage touchdown at the very end of the game.
They did.
Right, that's true. That's right.
Still had
they
a quarterback went right down the rating field of 103 last year.
Yeah.
25 touchdowns, 6 picks, but he only threw for 3,000 yards.
Dude, I would have lobbied to go get him if we could have.
Of course.
In fact, I'm
sure,
sure
they
did.
Tried. Hey,
you'd
know,
be
sure
so bitter right now.
You know who Pete Carroll's letting throw the ball? Geno.
Yeah.
He's letting him sling it.
Well, let's see how long that lasts.
A lot of people are going to owe Pete Carroll and the Seahawks front office an apology.
And Drab.
If Geno sustains,
Not for Geno, for trading Russ.
Right.
I mean, everybody smashed him.
Victory laps.
How could you possibly
if
trade
he's
him?
In fact hit the wall.
Yeah. If he's terrible and he looks like this on a weekly basis.
Quarterbacks usually don't hit the wall like that, though. Like it's
McNabb
and how
did.
Old is he? 33, 34? Or is he older than that?
He's 33.
It's a little young.
Well, he's doing
it. If you lose
through five games, he is.
I wouldn't bet against him.
Now, maybe he needs a full, you know, a half season or a full season to kind of get into the to the groove with these new receivers, new coach.
That
I don't
could
know.
Be part of it.
Are any of these receivers any good?
Sutton's
really good.
Judy's, you know, he's had some ups and downs in his career.
Yeah, he's been hurt. Hamler's got speed. He had one catch.
But Hamler's always dealing with like a nagging injury.
But he was wide open on that play.
He was.
And Russell didn't even look his way. So in the game, there was obviously no touchdowns. There were 12 punts. There were 10 sacks.
There was also a blocked kick.
Block kick, and there were four interceptions. So there was, it's just laughable.
I mean, in every game aside from the Raiders game, he's had either zero or one touchdown passing the ball. He had two in the Raiders game.
Here's Emmanuel Acho breaking down that last play where, look, they could have run the ball. They decided to pass, and then he misses a wide open receiver, which could have won the game for him.
Russell Wilson, you have a lot of explaining to do. I'm going to make this easy for y'all at home. The Colts tried to give the Broncos this game. They are in cover one defense. It's as easy as it gets. Man, 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 man. The only person Russell Wilson has to beat is the middle field safety, but the safety is going to beat himself. It's a very easy defense to defeat. Russell Wilson, just look this safety off and find any one of your receivers that will win one-on-one. Bam, you have KJ Hamler, wide open. Just throw it to him. Just throw it to him. Just throw it to him. He's wide open. It's as easy as it can get. Just throw it to him. The Broncos offensive line was excellent. excellent. Literally every single Broncos offensive lineman winning their one-on-one matchup. You are making $245 million. I need you to win. Look him off and hit KJ Hamler on the slant. Look him off and hit KJ Hamler on the slant. Look him off and hit KJ Hamler on the slant. Honestly, it couldn't get any easier. It could not.
Who is this?
Get
this talking?
Emmanuel Acho.
Rush, you got some explaining to do.
This tweet made me laugh. The Broncos and Colts are tanking for Victor Wembanyama. That's funny. Elliot Crist. I'm not sure who he is. Elliot Crist. It's pretty funny. It's a pretty funny bit. That's what it looked like they were doing last night.
That was just pathetic.
That looked like a tankapalooza between two mediocre to bad teams.
Five quarters of football and no touchdowns. All right, college football tomorrow. Cakes will be in College Park at about 10:30, starting to tailgate because Purdue is in town.
I'll be there pre 10:30 because
9:30
kick is at noon.
Yeah, you'll probably be there 9:30.
9:30.
Do you have a tailgate spot?
Tailgate spot, yes.
Wait,
I say this, Regent's Garage.
Oh, okay.
What are you bringing, Cakes?
I'm not sure yet. This tailgate's getting cobbled together like last minute.
It's not like a Valdez tailgate where you got 100 people.
It's not as big and as elaborate as Valdez tailgate, which have now gone the way of the dodo bird. Yeah. Those are extinct now.
Well, the weather's going to be perfect.
No, they're still there. I watch the games all the time now.
Gotcha.
The weather's going to be perfect. It'll be perfect fall day.
Love it. You know what it is? It's
low 60s and sunny and a little breezy.
And like hoodie weather.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Maryland's a slight favorite. I see 3.5. Purdue should be 4-1. They're 3-2. They should be 4-1, but they went to Minnesota last week and won. Now, Minnesota was without their best player, but Purdue's got a silly receiver, Charlie Jones, white kid who can run, great hands. He's second in the country in catches.
Yep.
So, Maryland obviously has been very good offensively this year. Destroyed Michigan State last week.
I think the public is starting to buy in because I've seen that there are 40K plus tickets already sold for the game.
Well, that's nice.
Which is, for Maryland Stadium, that's pretty good, which holds 50. If you have 40 plus, that's a good crowd. That's good turnout.
But to be clear, you got 8 free ones.
I have 8 freebies in a suite. This is correct. Thank you to RJ. Thank you,
awesome.
RJ. I appreciate that. And, of course, parking passes.
But, dude. If they beat Purdue and they've already got Michigan State on the resume, they're definitely trending in the right direction.
Well, it'll be 5-1.
Sure.
With other winnable games upcoming.
Yeah, there's a lot of people saying there's a possibility if they beat Purdue, they could be 8-1 heading into
the Ohio
State game.
I need to start looking where the Terps are going to go bowling.
Why? Who do they have after Purdue? Do you have it, Jason?
At Indiana. Northwestern here, at Wisconsin, of course, just fired their coach. And then they play Penn State, Ohio State, Rutgers.
Well,
but those other teams, I mean, Purdue's winnable, Indiana's certainly winnable, Northwestern, they have to beat
Northwestern.
Wisconsin
will still have their hands full.
Wisconsin's, it's up there. We'll see how.
They have just bigger boys.
Michigan State's supposed to be a blue blood, too.
Illinois just went into
Wisconsin
and
took them to the woodshed.
And just,
Illinois just pounded them.
All right.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not afraid of Wisconsin.
You know, I wouldn't be either.
I'm still kind of afraid
either.
Of them.
I'm not. You know what?
Their quarterback blows.
You can jump around at Camp Randall all day.
All right. So what? They got a 16-year-old fat running back. All right. Whoop de doo.
I'm always scared. I would always be scared.
Wisconsin had two rushing yards last week.
What about Penn State? How are they doing this year?
Can I repeat it? Wisconsin had two rushing yards last week.
I understand. How's Penn State doing?
They're good.
Oh yeah. So they're not going to be 8-1.
They could be. I don't know.
Hey, they're going to be. A knock on wood. They look like they're going to be bowl eligible for back-to-back years.
Which is good.
And I need to see where they're playing.
Tomorrow won't be
a 7-win bowl team, though. I mean,
tomorrow won't be an easy game.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, better than a 6-win bowl team like they were last year.
I mean, you'd like to be a 9-win bowl team.
Just want to be a more sillier. That's
okay, you would love 8 or 9, but if they win 7 games, sorry, that's a pretty good year.
Yeah. The problem with Maryland is that they commit a ton of penalties.
They do.
And I'm just very worried that a team that's a little better caliber than Michigan State and SMU, like Purdue is, that it's going to end up biting them in the butt. Because Purdue can actually take advantage of penalties and score.
Purdue's good. Yeah. Their quarterback's legit. I'm not taking
it for granted. I think if they beat Purdue, it'd be a big win.
The receiver's good. They got a freshman running back who's really good. But, again, it's a home game. Mm-hmm. Hopefully there's a ton of people there, like Cake said.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a good turnout.
Now, one of the games that was kind of must-watch before the season started because of everything happened in the offseason between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban was Texas A&M and Alabama. Now, A&M sucks. Offensively, they suck.
Right. Even though they were the better recruiting team, right?
The number one recruiting class. Oh, remember, Saban and Fisher went after it. Yeah. And they were,
well, Saban said that.
He basically said he cheated and he's paying everybody.
He said they paid every player.
Right. Well, now A&M blows. They've got two losses and they were destroyed last week. And now Bama is down to their second quarterback because Bryce Young got hurt last week. And they're going.
Although I heard Bryce was throwing.
Yeah, I can't imagine he's going to play. So they're going to play this Jalen Milroe kid who's kind of a, it'll be a lot of pistol. He's a bigger kid, but they're going to be doing a lot of RPO stuff. He was really good last week. But, again, this was a game you had to watch, and it'll still be interesting to watch it, but
yeah.
Alabama's a 25-point favorite over with a backup quarterback over Texas A&M.
It could get ugly early.
And is A&M also, though, with the backup quarterback?
Well, I mean, you could say that. They benched their first quarterback, but he actually came back in last week. They don't know what they're doing at quarterback. They have no idea. But Drabby, the game I'm interested in tomorrow is Utah and UCLA. Now, do you realize no one's going to UCLA games?
I've seen the screenshots. They are
This is in
abysmal.
The Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
No one goes to UCLA games. Yeah. Now, this game, since it's Utah and Utah is a top 10 team, they should have a decent crowd.
Well, Kelly's got an undefeated team, and I swear that quarterback has been there for 10 years.
DTR, yeah.
I feel like he was on my college fantasy team 4 years ago.
But I don't feel like UCLA has played anybody, and Utah is a slight favorite in this game. Man, I like Utah. If Utah plays UCLA tomorrow and they play USC next week, and if whoever wins that Utah-USC game is squarely in the mix for the college football playoff. But this will be an interesting game. This is a 3:30 game tomorrow on Fox.
Last week they were giving free tickets away, not to students, but to anybody who wanted to go.
Oh, just out of the street.
What, to UCLA games?
To the Friday night game against Washington.
Against Washington, yeah.
Coming up next, we will get back to the NFL.
I'm interested in that game,
we will preview Commanders-Titans as we hit the skins here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I just saw this RG3 Joan about the game last night, and we didn't mention this when we were talking about it. So it was a punt fest. At one point, the Colts were moving the ball and had a first and 10 from about the 15. So you're thinking they're in the red zone. They're either going to get a touchdown or a field goal. The first and 15 turned into a third and 38.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first and 10 to a third and 38. Think about that.
I've seen that happen before.
Was that the possession where they got the kick blocked? Where did they
punt? The Broncos got a kick blocked. I don't remember the Colts.
Oh, you're saying the Colts. Blocked. Okay.
The Colts had the ball on the 15, roughly, first and 10. And then I think Ryan was sacked on first down. That was like a loss of 12. Then the same guy that gave up the sack had a holding penalty, actually on a nice completion. And they just kept backing up.
Hmm.
Dreadful.
It was gross what that was.
All right, let's hit the skins. Talk about the Commanders and Titans coming up on Sunday. Just put it up as the Junkies Poll of the Day. Very simple. Who wins on Sunday? Our Junkies Poll of the Day presented by Van Meter Homes.
Well,
you can vote at Junks Radio.
Any responses yet?
It's been up for like 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I think if you look at the line, it's about, what, two and a half in that range?
It's down to one and a half.
Oh, money coming in on the comms.
Of course, you know, the big news this week has been all of the injuries that the Commanders have suffered. Sam Cosmi's having surgery. They've got Nick Martin at center, Sadiq Charles replacing Trey Turner at guard. Brian Robinson, though, should be back. Hopefully that gives some more options. And I think a lot of us expect, when all is said and done, that Robinson might end up having more carries than Antonio Gibson.
I think Gibson will still be involved, but I think they have designs on Robinson being the lead back. So why wouldn't it start this week?
Yeah, it'd be nice to see. Now, they have other injuries. Cakes mentioned it yesterday. Curtis Samuel missed practice again.
Sick, though. Not like a knee or anything.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would assume that he'll be ready to go on Sunday. You know, take some Advil, buddy. But let's see. David Mayo, he's questionable. He's hurt. Charles Leno's listed as
questionable. He's
questionable
on the field.
Hopefully he plays. They have Jahan Dotson listed as questionable, but my understanding is he's out. They don't want to rush this hamstring, which he described as a cramp. But anytime you tweak your hamstring like that, you're going to probably want to be err on the side of caution so it doesn't haunt you for weeks on end. When you look at the scoring, we touched on this yesterday, both teams are kind of struggling to score the football, averaged about 18 a game. Both teams kind of struggling on defense. The difference is the Titans have kind of gotten right here in the last couple weeks. They've got wins over the Raiders and the Colts. Meanwhile,
and they shut down Jonathan Taylor in the last game, big time.
Meanwhile,
well, he was banged up though.
The Commanders have lost three straight, including a borderline humiliating loss to Detroit. Another game against the Eagles where we were really never in it. Eagles were the class of that game there. It wasn't even close. And then a Dallas game that was mostly a one-score game for most of it, but just could never get close and ended up looking a lot worse than what it actually was.
And shot themselves in the foot multiple times with penalties.
Yeah, the penalties.
Can't do that again.
The penalties are the number one thing they have to fix.
Now, I told you I watched Baldy's breakdowns of the Titans, and he's super high on a couple of their defensive linemen.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey offensive Simmons. Line is going to have to kind of take care of those guys. He was Baldy, you know, gets all fired up at like line play.
Right.
And
well, there's really
that's
no excuses at this point. I mean, there are injuries, but you know, as you guys you're just taunting me all week, every team has injuries, but you know, certainly we've had injuries up front, but they've had plenty of time to prepare. We're heading into week five here. Scott Turner, everybody knows what we're dealing with. I'd like to see them. I think we're going to see them break out and score some points. The question is, are they going to be able to contain Derrick Henry? That's really what the game's going to come down to, Cakes,
yeah,
in my opinion.
And you know Henry will be heavily involved. He's got 20 or more touches in 15 straight regular season games. Like,
yeah.
He's gonna,
you know their game plan.
He's going,
like,
to touch the ball 25 times.
Yeah.
On FanDuel, on anytime touchdown numbers, he's a minus 150.
Yeah.
That's
but this year he's
number.
Only got one 100-yard game.
Yeah.
First
yeah.
two games, he was awful.
Started
21 carries for 82 yards against the Giants.
Yep. That's not awful.
13 carries for 25 yards against Buffalo. Then 20 for 85 against Vegas. And then finally, he goes for over 5 yards a carry for 114
now,
yards against Indy.
Now, the good news is, if there is a strength of our defense, it's John Allen and Daron Payne, right? If there is a strength. And I think even John said it on our show on Tuesday that, sure, Derrick Henry's a load, but if you get him behind the line of scrimmage, you know, it's a lot easier than when he builds up, you know, 4 or 5 steps and he's got you going to the head of steam.
If he's in Jamin Davisville,
yeah.
then it's real.
That's going to hurt.
And it's not a shot on Jamin Davis. I just
right.
mean, like,
any linebacker.
If he gets to that linebacker level and yeah. he's unscathed, then it's real trouble for
now, again,
the Commanders.
But they also like to run Henry outside the tackle
yeah.
sometimes, too.
They mix it up.
Now, the good news is, if you're a Commanders fan, which I am, that we've done a pretty good job. I keep reminding you guys the last couple weeks. Now, maybe that narrative will shift and Henry will go nuts. If that's the case, this will be a big loser. But if they can contain the running game the way they did the last 2 weeks, I would think in theory you have a shot.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially when you look at their passing game, I really only recognize Robert Woods' name amongst their receivers. I know they drafted Treylon Burks. He's out.
You don't recognize Nick Westbrook-Ikhine?
Nor do I recognize Kyle Phillips or Cody Hollister.
Okay, well, Kyle Phillips is yeah. a rookie, and he's been a little bit banged up. Hollister, I know nothing about. But
that's their depth chart.
But the problem
they don't
is,
have a ton there. You're right.
When you see what other receivers have done against this Washington secondary, Amon-Ra St. Brown scored 2 touchdowns. He went over 100 yards receiving. Mm-hmm. We saw what Devonta Smith did to them in the Eagles game. Christian Kirk went for over 100 in the opener. Like, so even lesser wide receivers could have good games against, let's be honest, a mediocre to bad secondary here in Washington.
Let me ask you this. We have never pondered this. If Carson comes out and plays awful in the first half,
yeah,
like
mid-game
awful,
switch,
could we see, because it is a code red game, everybody knows if yeah. you lose this game, it's almost impossible to dig your way out of
yeah.
it. If Carson throws like 2 picks and is sacked 4 times in the first half, is there a chance that he would roll Heinicke out there
yes.
to start the third quarter?
If he has a performance like that,
yeah.
yes.
Because I don't think there's much of a chance yet.
I actually, for the first time, sitting here right now, think there might
be. If he's dreadful and looks like
he
can't recover.
If he looks dreadful and
yes.
it's just not working, and offensive line's getting over, you know, he can't, you know, get settled, and he's rattled, he's getting sacked, he's throwing interceptions.
I would think he would have
to. Still
I think
early.
For the first time, he could. You can't afford to lose this game if you have designs on getting to the playoffs. And this team has designs on getting to the playoffs, even though they're 1-3.
I would think he would have to be really bad.
Yeah, really
I
bad.
I mean, I guess it's possible.
I just feel Ron's a late reactor. He's late at throwing a challenge flag. He's late at everything he does.
Oh, you know
he'll pull the plug on Carson Wentz too late.
It's starting to get late for Ron.
Yeah, it's getting late early.
He's realizing that.
Who had that? Yogi Berra? It's starting to get late early.
Yeah.
It's getting late real early.
Yeah.
So I actually think it's possible.
All right. We said we're going to give you a chance to win some Caps tickets. We have a pair of tickets to Washington Capitals versus the Bruins at the Capital One Arena on October 12th, 7 p.m. That's the Capitals home opener presented by GEICO. Rock the red carpet starting at 3 p.m. featuring player arrivals, fan activations, and more. You can buy your tickets now at washcaps.com/tickets. Here's what we'll do. EB's wearing an Ivy League hat. And earlier on the show, this is Junkie's trivia question, you mentioned two Ivy League schools that he's visiting this weekend. Name the schools, and we will hook you at the prize. First caller who does that will get that. Name the two schools in the Ivy League that EB is visiting this weekend. 800-636-1067. Coming up next, Kevin McCarthy joins us to talk movies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.